Blog Talk Radio.
Flying high like an eagle. Ain't no way I'm about to touch down. Found my way back from zero. Now it's time to wear the crown. I'm flying high like an eagle. It ain't no way I'm about to touch down. I fought my way back from zero. And now it's time to wear the crown. I'm an eagle flying high. I'm all the way up in the sky. And I won't be back again.
Okay, listeners, I know that you are probably saying, that song, we just finished listening to this song. Isn't it beautiful? It has this really melodic, kind of haunting, moving tempo about it. But let me be quiet, because the person who is the creator and the singer for this song is our next guest. I am speaking of the very multi-talented Mr. Shondo Blades. And many in the industry describe his kind of talent as being the ultimate artist and entertainer. But I tell you what, those terms get thrown around a lot today with entertainers, except in Shondo's case, he has the receipts to prove it, because he is a music artist. He's a recording artist. He can write. He raps. He sings. He acts. And if that's not enough, he is also a very talented inventor. Oh, yeah, it gets serious. So I would just like to say, Shondo, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you for having me on. And I'm going to tell you what, that is probably one of the best introductions I've ever had. So I may have to hire you to just introduce me in different places that I go to.
Hey, we can do that. You know, the guys on WWE, they've got their, you know, they've got their people that sound for them. They're spokespeople, and they do such a great job. I'm just such a – I grew up on WWE. I need to stop it. But anyway.
No, I love it, because it's just the same for what people are about to die on. So I love it. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Hype men, hype women is what it is, to be more exact. Well, okay. We have been talking about this very beautiful song. You don't hear a lot of songs like this in this era that we're in, unfortunately. And as I said, the song is very melodic. It's just beautiful. People, we've heard it. So you are the creator and the recording artist for this song. What inspired the eagle?
It's just, for me, it's the new America. You know what I mean? It's like, I love America. This is the greatest country that's ever existed, in my personal opinion.
Absolutely.
But it's like with all of the things that have come up, it's like they think about ways to divide America. And it was like, man, it just felt like we needed something to be able to ride on the back of. And this is that type of song. You know, eagle is what, you know, our country is represented with an eagle, the actual animal of the eagle. So it's just like one of those things that where it's almost like a rallying cry. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? This is the way the new stuff is. Most people don't want to be separated, be over here. We want to be together. I want to win. That's one thing about America. We want to be number one. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
So being number one means that we have to reach out to other people that are number one in what they do, whether they're white, purple, green. It doesn't matter to me. If you're great at what you do, I want to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of other people feel the exact same way. So that's what this song represents. It represents coming back from absolutely nothing and turning yourself into something. And America is one of, if not the only place in the world that you can really go from absolute worst to first on your own merit. So that's what the song represents.
That is so true. That is definitely true. And here we are in the, you know, patriotic season. We've got July 4th. We just came out of Juneteenth. I know you were very, very busy in your city there of Houston and around surrounding areas. So, okay, when you got the inspiration to write the song, where were you? Were you driving, writing, or were you just relaxing at home? That when you just say, hey, I got to do something about this, I got to write this song, where were you?
I was driving. I was actually on a road trip from New York back down to Texas.
Okay.
And it was just like, you know, a lot of people love to fly. I like to fly, but when I'm going back and forth between some of my places, I love to drive because I like to just the in-between.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you fly, you can miss it all. So you go and you jump on a plane from Texas to New York, and you're not really catching the Mississippis and the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Tennessees and the Virginias. And you can watch how it works its way progressively up to what New York is. For most people from Texas, it's like New York is an absolute another country to them, and vice versa. People from New York, Texas is another country to them. So it's like when you get a chance to drive and see like all the commonalities that are there and how they progress as you're working your way up or down the United States when you're doing the driving. So when I was rolling, I was like, man, it's like we're really all the same damn people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just, we're just, these people are from Tennessee, so they do it this way. Where these people are from Alabama, so they do it this way. These people are from Maryland, so they do it this way. But it's all the same thing. Everybody wants to be something, want to accomplish something. And we want to feel like we're a part of a winning team. And so that's where it came from. On that drive, I just started humming the song. And then I started humming the song, really. The words honestly came together for the song in maybe like 30 minutes. But it didn't really flesh, like, the full body of the song didn't really get to where it was at. Maybe for 2 to 3 hours, you know what I mean? That's usually how it works with a lot of songs. They come to you quickly, but then you really work out, like, what they honestly mean. And I'm going to be honest with you, like, now I've seen even more that the song means, even than when I wrote it. It's meaning more to me now that the words are already on the page and it's already recorded than it did even when I was actually writing the song.
Man, that is such a good in-depth meaning behind that, because you're absolutely correct. When you travel throughout the country, even out of the country, you find out that, basically speaking, put the political differences aside.
Right.
People really want the same thing. They want good, decent jobs, education for their children, you know, a good quality of life, and just, you know, to be happy. That's it.
That's it. But without all the other stuff getting in the way and clouding your judgment on that, you really just feel like there is absolutely no difference from me and this other person. All want to be better. Nobody wants their life to be in the same spot that it is in year 2024 as it's going to be in 2025. That's why every year it's like, new year, new me, or this is my year. Or, you know, all the stuff that you hear for the new year. It's the same because everybody, especially in America, we all have that same dream. This, but things should progress and be better from wherever they are.
So what was the process like when you said, okay, I've got the song written, it's time to get with my peeps, going in the recording studio? What was that? I thought that was magical.
Well, what happened was is that when I finally got back to Houston, that's when I knew. It was like, and I, when I wrote the song, I was like, okay, we have to record. But as soon as I got back, it was just like as I got closer and closer to the Texas state line, I started getting on the phone with everybody, like, y'all have to be ready to record this Friday. And I think it was like maybe Wednesday at the time when I was on the road. So it was just, it came together really quickly. And then when I gave them the synopsis behind it, they were hyped too. My guitarist is a white guy, my drummer is a black dude. And it's just like, yeah, this is the new America. Like, we're all people from different backgrounds coming together to create stuff. And this is what happens not only in the music business, but in different business, you know, you're talking about software companies and things. People of different walks of life coming together to attempt to create something great. So they were super hype about it. And we got in that studio, man, recorded it, I think, makes 2 takes.
What?
That was it.
2 takes. That's amazing. Wow. Now, I saw a sneak preview of the artwork for the Eagle. Tell me, well, you told me, but just share with everybody the significance about the fire and the flames there on the picture.
Well, that was going to be for my performance video.
Okay.
And the point of the flames being there while I'm holding the American flag is because fire represents two things in this equation. Number one, what America's already been through, the past, the hills. You know, we already know the different issues that we've had. There's no need to even regurgitate that or hash over it again. We understand what we've come through. But because of what we've come through, right now we're also forwards in fire. So it's like fire, it damages things, but then it also forges things as well. So we're also battle testing, like, we're like steel in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're forged by the fire, and now we come out on the other side super strong. So now you have a mold and a melting pot of different ideas, different ethnicities and things like that that have come together just like steel does when it's forged in the fire. And now it's super strong and it's almost unbreakable. So that's what the flame represents on that picture. And that's from our performance that'll be coming out with the different visuals and stuff like that behind it, showing other things that went together to make America what it is. But the flame represents what we've come through as a country, all the hell that we went through back in the day that we came through that we're at now. And that's hell for everybody. You know what I mean? You have the depression and everything that happened for other people. So it's the hell that we've been through, but also how we've been forged in the fire. We've come out on the other side like a hard piece.
And what a great time, as I said earlier, to release a project like this, because, you know, we're in the holiday season of July 4th, and afterwards it still holds true, definitely holds true, because then we got the presidential election coming up. That's a whole nother story right there. But okay, can you give us some insight on what are you planning for the video for the Eagle?
Well, the real goal for this song is, I think this song needs to represent Team USA in the Olympics. It's super crazy. It sounds wild, far-fetched, and out there. But I'm just saying, this is what I see. This song needs to represent Team USA, because on an international stage abroad, we need to show exactly what we are. We're not what the news says. We're not, you know, all police brutality and protesting. We're not all that. We're actually a country of inclusion, and we're going to show you why we're a country of inclusion as you watch athletes go out here and dominate these other countries in these several different sports and disciplines, because that's what we are at our core. So that's what I have in vision for the song. I wanted to not just a song of inspiration, but one of those rallying cries to where it's like, no, we are here. That's what America is. And the eagle flies higher than anything else. You know what I mean? So that's what we do. We fly higher than anything. If you go low, we go even higher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things to where the song, the animal used to represent it, like the bugle is coming on, and the timing when it comes down to not only, you know, Juneteenth, July 4th, but also the Olympics that's taking place in Paris this year in 2024. It's like it's all the same to me. And I think that by using that song and showing the solidarity between American athletes, it's going to naturally rub off, and it's going to bleed into the citizens that's here in America. So you know what? If they can all rally, not only behind the flag, but behind a feeling and behind a movement, we can do the exact same thing. And I know that that's what the song can bring.
Oh, man, what a great idea to have it as a part of the Olympics. Yes, totally makes sense, because I love watching the Summer Olympics. I'm big into track and field, and especially when it's the Jamaican ladies versus the American ladies on the track and field. Oh, my goodness, that's it.
Can you imagine when Team USA wins gold? Right, what are we talking about in the individual, Shakari?
Uh-huh.
We're talking about as a team, or we're talking about making Simone Biles or whatever wants to win gold. And you hear Eagle playing as they go through and do either Simone's last pass or when Shakari does a victory lap or something like that. It all fits to me. I've seen it 1,000 times over. Man, it's my job to just walk the world and see it too.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Oh, what a great idea. What a great idea. So, okay, what is your, and I know there are probably many, but when people, as I said, we're going to play more of the song when we end our show, but overall, what are two takeaways that you would like for people to walk away with when they hear this song for the first time or the second time?
Race, worst to first, you can do it. America is the greatest country on the planet. No matter what anybody tells you, don't let the propaganda and things that the news put in your face stop. let you stay there and not let you use your natural brain and look and ask people what's going on. A lot of people, you're standing at Walmart next to people of 3 to 4 different ethnicities in one line. And all these guys have the same going shopping at the same place.
Yes.
Everybody is essentially the same. So what I want you to take away from the song is just being empowered and understanding that you, if you're in America, if you're an American citizen, you're an eagle. You can fly higher than anybody or anything else. You are more than your circumstances. You're more than what you came from. So that's what the song needs to represent to people. That's what I, that is my undying wish for it to represent to people. It's an actual a beacon of hope and something that they can say, you know what, I'm this. If I'm not, I can be from the hood, I can be from the south, but I'm an eagle though. I'm missing.
And it is so missing. That encouragement from the lives of so many people out here, even people who are, even people with you know, major money, so-called successful, but they don't have that inspiration. They're just like going through the motions of life. Yeah, so tragic. Okay, most important thing of all, well, not the most, but it's on the list. How can people get in touch with you, say hello to you, purchase the Eagle, and just follow the success of this wonderful song?
So it'll be available on Apple, Spotify, all this, the major streaming platforms. If you want to get in touch with me, listen to more of the music, catch more of the vibe, because it's not just this song. I'm on here talking about this song, but this is an entire movement that's going on, and it's strength and diversity and just somebody that just, frankly, I just don't give a damn. I'm going to do things my way. And that's what America is. It's having the ability to say, I'm going to do this my way. And there's a lot of other people that want to listen to a person that is doing things their way. I'm not doing something because I think that people are going to think it sounds cool or, you know, oh, it's dope if I do it. No. I'm doing this because I really love what I'm saying and I really truly believe what I'm saying. I'm not just telling a story because it sounds good with a certain. So that's the vibe of that. But if you want to get in touch with me, I'm at Shondo Blaze, ShondoBlades on all platforms. And you can catch me there. Drop a comment, message, share the video. When this video actually comes out, you're going to see some dope footage behind it, old Olympic footage, old footage from old America mixed with new America. So it's just putting that whole package in that whole ideology together that I was talking about earlier, but this song representing the new America.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so exciting. And like you said, just in time for the Olympics. And I usually get sad when they have closing ceremony on the Olympics. I don't care if it's even the Winter Olympics. I get so sad because it just hypes you up for 3 weeks. You know, it's just great stuff. Well, I hope to hear your music there.
Oh, you will.
Yes.
This song is not, I hear it the first time. It's my favorite song. No. This is one of those songs you hear, and I'm like, man, okay.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it's the same with,
it does.
You know, when you start seeing it with that footage and the stuff that's going to be going on and the Olympics and the athletes and all this stuff, like, man, this is the energy right here. And so the people are going to do it for me. I was just the person that put the song together, but the people are what's going to make school number one. They're going to make it song of the 2024 Olympics. So it's out of my hands now. Now the people are going to decide if this is what they want to represent them as the new America as it exists right now today.
Yeah, well, we've tried the, you know, the old way of the, you know, we don't want to bring up certain people's names or we know who we're talking about. That's kind of in the past. That era of that kind of music is, we got the new stuff. We got the Eagle. We got other talented artists. Yeah.
The thing about the new stuff is I'm not afraid to go anywhere. I'm not afraid to rap, sing, slow it down, speed it up, or do anything. And to be honest with you, that's more indicative of what the American is today. They're a little bit of all of it. You got soccer moms that may listen to a single trap song and then go to a Taylor Swift song. I've seen it.
Oh,
it's so crazy, but I've seen it. So it's just like basic the new America represents more of a combination of things versus, well, let me just excite this group of people over here and they're what's going to carry the day. No, no, no. This is about everybody. The hood, the suburbs, and everything in between need to understand that you are an eagle. This song represents you and everything that you stand for, coming from worst to first. And if you already are in a position of being first, that has its own pressures as well. So people that come from money, it's very hard when you come from it to have to keep it.
Right.
A lot of them don't, two or three generations, and it's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're known as people that were has-beens, people that lost. Sometimes it's hard to hear how you lost it all when you had it all versus people that never had.
Cool.
So it's one of those things that represents everybody, man. It still represents everybody. The new America is right here, right now, and it's represented in this song.
All right, then. So one more time, tell everybody how they can reach you.
At John No Blaze, S-H-O-N, no, B-L-A-D-S, on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, and all streaming platforms for you, my beat.
Okay.
The number one song that it needs to be.
And it just so happens that our podcast show is also on all of those platforms, in addition to, it is, and I mean, all of them, Pandora, all of them. And, of course, what we're listening to now right here on the radio station here, KSHP and 107.1 FM, we will be right there with you. We will be. We're going to do it. Well, Mr. Shonda, as always, it is such a pleasure to have you on board. You know you are welcome. Our door is always open. What, any updates, any new projects, just give us a call. We got you. We got you, sir. Okay, well, best of continued success to you. And we're just looking forward to new music and new projects from you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you so much again, Shondo Blades. What a very talented young man. And once again, his just released new song is titled Eagle. And if this song is not the perfect theme for this 4th of July weekend, and really any time of the year, it exudes patriotism and the love and the strength of this country. I strongly suggest that you go to places such as Apple Music, Spotify, and other places where fine music is sold and support this young man. This song is so, so beautiful. So we're going to shut the show out with the full-length version of Eagle in its entirety. Just take a listen to those lyrics. It's just beautiful. So I hope and pray that you are having a very safe and a very fun 4th of July week and weekend. So we'll see you next time here on Film Festival Radio. So let's roll it out with Eagle from Shondo Blaze. Let's take a listen to this full song.
Flying high like an eagle. Ain't no way I'm about to touch down. Found my way back from zero. Now it's time to wear the crown. Flying high like an eagle. It ain't no way I'm about to touch down. I fought my way back from zero. And now it's time to wear the crown. I'm an eagle flying high. I'm all the way up in the sky. And I won't be back again. Is happening. You gotta spread your wings and soar. The answer lies beyond the door. So I won't be back again. 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 The future is happening. The future is happening. I'm an eagle flying high. I'm all the way up in the sky. So I won't be back again. So I won't be back again. So I won't be back again. The future is happening. The future.
this happen. Flying high like an eagle. It ain't no way I'm about to touch down. I fought my way back from zero. And now it's time to wear the crown. I'm an eagle flying high. I'm all the way up in the sky. So I won't be back again.
So I won't be back again.
The future is happening.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.